Superintendent Woody Wilson says they presented the Borough Assembly with the current budget shortfall and need for more money for the upcoming school year. Wilson says they have tried to get by for the past 10 years without asking the city for more money, but he says in this case they did not see any way around it.
The board arrived at the amount of money by looking at the consumer price index over the last 10 years. And because we have been flat funded for 10 years, they adjusted the amount of funding by the Anchorage Consumer Price Index, which is the standard that we use across the state. And that amount came to $203,000. And so the board rounded that off at $200,000 and thought that was a reasonable place to look, and that was a reasonable request. The money is not for new programs. It's to maintain the ones we have. Our expenses go up every year, you know, fuel costs, electrical costs, insurance is the biggest single cost that goes up each year, and we never know what that's going to be until the last minute. But all of those things go up each year, and it's not a matter of we need money so that we can put something new in. It's a matter of we need money so that we can keep what we currently have.
Wilson says school programs and their impact on the budget were discussed during the meeting.
They asked about our virtual program and how much money that generated. So we talked about that a little bit, and I shared with them that we would like that virtual program to continue to grow so that at some point down the future, it's not insignificant any longer, and it has a significant place in the budget. They also asked about the state contribution and what was likely to happen there. And probably a more important question even was about timber receipts, and they wanted to know what was happening with timber receipts. That funding from the federal government sunsets this coming year. And we're, of course, advocating for the Secure Rural Schools program to be continued. And it is in the president's budget. It's in there at a reduced rate, and it's only for a five-year term. But it's a good thing that it's in there. There are about 35 or 39 states that receive some benefit from Secure Rural Schools, and it's a bipartisan issue.
The school district's request for $200,000 for the next school year would come from the Secure Rural Schools funding, which has savings set aside from the timber receipt program. This request would not affect the city financially. Other topics presented at the meeting were the recent achievements by the Wrangell School District. Wilson says the school district is getting national recognition.
We have Evergreen Elementary this year that was selected as a Blue Ribbon School, one of only 247 schools in the United States to have won that award. And that's pretty impressive for that school to be recognized as being that great. That's good. And it happened right here in Little Wrangell. So we're excited about that. The other thing that I shared with the Borough Assembly is that Wrangell is, for the second consecutive year, ranked number two in the state academically. It means that there's only one school district in the state that beats us on test scores, and that's Skagway. The goal, of course, for Wrangell is to next year to try to beat Skagway out of first place.
City Manager Tim Rooney said May 24th there will be a public hearing on the school budget and likely an adoption of the budget request by the Assembly. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.